So there you have the unnamed Strathspey. Strathspey time is very jerky. It's the jerkiest of Scottish music, and Scottish music is pretty jerky. Duke Ellington once said that only two types of music swing, jazz and Scottish music. This is only true of some Scottish music, usually the marches. This is fairly jumpy. It kind of staggers along. And the non-dance type of Strathspey, the more exhibition fiddle pieces, really almost stop and start. They're very strange indeed. So let's look at the actual playing here. When we're in the root chord position, the little finger is anchored quite a lot of the time up here at 5th fret. And the other fingers are far away down at the nut, or in this case the capo, playing the melody. So you do have a fairly stretched basic position in the tune, but this shouldn't prove too much of a problem. This is something that Alan Holdsworth could manage with ease. And the embellishments of the tune are very, very quick, so that you have the effect, although the tempo of the tune is like this, you have the effect of double time, sometimes over the top of this. There are also variations in volume when you get to this two minor chord here, which in our capo position is a D minor. And sometimes when you come back to the root chord, you get a bit more of a oomph in the volume. That's something to look out for. Okay, that's the first part of the tune. The second part of the tune, you really have some awkward stretches here, keeping your little finger on the sixth string, down here at 5th fret. You're then pulling off with the first finger, and then with the second finger. So you're having to really anchor this finger, and then the other fingers have to have a life of their own. They have to have independent vitality here. I'm noticing now that on the root chord, this one, it can ring much more. And then when you come to the two minor chord, the D minor, there's a real snap there. It damps off. And I'm damping this really with both hands, to some extent with the right hand and to some extent with the left hand. On the left hand, you just release pressure a little bit. And on the right hand, you actually stop the strings from vibrating with your fingers. And it's good to know both these techniques, because you need one hand or the other at various times, and sometimes both together is double effective. The last phrase is probably the most difficult in the tune, involving some fairly agile right-hand work, because we're playing bass and tune here all at the same time. I think it's extra difficult because the rest of the tune is in half really that tempo, and we're virtually doubling up, so it's important to keep the time as steady as possible. A pull off there. I'm playing this with a lot of pull offs. I suppose if you wanted to, you could articulate all the notes with the right hand. I think it sounds a little too mechanical. I think the pull-offs help the flow of the music and bring the guitar closer to the fiddle, I think, which is probably the main Strathspey instrument.